We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mothership?
This is the Permission Granted Podcast. Here's DA.
Welcome inside the Permission Granted Podcast, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us. This is the show about the show within the show. And we encourage you to download it at CBS Sports Radio's iTunes feed. That's the DA Show's iTunes feed as well. So simply search DA and CBS and you'll see it there. Also search Permission Granted. You'll see it there. Please rate it and or leave a comment. That way other people, it'll help them finding it as well. And so Mraz joins me now for a little side A. First things off the top, we should alert everybody that you have a new role at CBS Sports Radio and Entercom Radio. And that is, you will not only be producing our show, but also, as soon as we're off the air, moving over to the CMB, Chris Carlin, Maggie Gray, and Bart Scott. This was the show originally in the afternoons, taken over for Frances on WFAN in New York, moved 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern time once Mike came back. And so they've added this to your repertoire and given you a little bump and this is very cool. So, first of all, congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you, Damon. I appreciate that. And it should be noted, because when I announced this on Twitter, at Mraz CBS, that people were very scared I was leaving this show because I did a two-parter.
I know.
So we should stress I am still on this show.
Yeah. You're still on this show, number one. Is that, you like that big boy?
Let's see. Can I get a face? No, that's, she's a little too thick. We're doing this in real time. There was a girl walking past the glass. Same
ponytail.
Hair color, ponytail.
Wavy, dark hair,
let
darker
me see a
complexion.
Face. She's seeing me stare at her. It is not her. That okay. is not you like that big boy. But I love that we could do this in real time and little breaking news. That would have been great. We could have pulled her right
Imagine.
Into here. To hell with my new job. We could have settled this right on the PGP.
This morning, right before the show, I went into the kitchen and I saw a woman with darker hair, and she seemed kind of bubbly, and I thought, is this, you like that big boy? I just initially thought that, and so now everybody has that question mark.
And it doesn't matter if her name is Kathy, Regina, you know, Brittany. Her name now forever is you like that big boy.
No so, question.
Poor her. But no, that's not her. That's a girl a little thick as she's walking past again on the play-by-play.
So back to focusing. You announced this, that you were also going to be adding this other show to your resume, and people kind of freaked out because you did not number it as a two-part tweet.
I mean, can people get serious here? Twitter only gives you so many characters, and I accepted this position last Tuesday thinking I would have a week or two before I started. The bosses go, okay, you start Thursday. So I had less than 48 hours.
Yeah.
So I figured I'd, you know, make a little alert, a little announcement to it. And I didn't think it was going to take two, but I ran out of characters because I tried to say nice things about the new show I was joining, you know, really, you know,
sure.
be a team player.
Yeah.
Ran out of characters, so I followed up right away with a second tweet. If you follow the normal people you should follow in your timeline, you know, not any more than 600, let's say. I'm just making an arbitrary
okay.
number. My tweets would have been back-to-back, and you should have never missed it. But people only read the first tweet, and I'm shocked at how many people actually like me because they freaked out about it.
Well, it is true. You have a lot of fans out there. A lot of the members of Chubbo Nation, the peasants, as you call them.
They are peasants.
The peasants of Chubbo Nation. So you're not leaving this show. You're just adding that show on to your plate. It does beg the question, how is it to work with Bart again every day?
Great. Great. If I had to number the perks of it, that's number one, is
yeah.
Bart making me crack up and laugh. He calls me Fat Gardner now instead
okay.
of Brett Gardner because I'm bald and white, I guess, would be why he calls me Fat Gardner. But, you know, any listener to the DA show knows how hysterical Bart Scott is. So it's great to work with him again. You know, it's weird looking over and seeing the person next to him isn't you as I'm working with him. But this is all stuff I'm getting used to, and it's a little different. I'm having fun.
Good.
The irony, though, is after being killed for my lack of work ethic for how long is doubling my workload now. That's the ultimate irony.
And killing you for your lack of producer talent to where the company said, you're so valuable as a producer, we need you to produce two shows. You're actually walking in there because it's an upgrade at producer.
I think this just speaks to the lack of depth around the office.
So there's a lot of changes at producer. And one happened at CBS Sports Radio. I was talking to my buddy Penns last week. On Friday, actually, we met up for lunch and had a few cocktails on Friday. And he was talking to me about the PGP of last week and all of the permutations I went through of how there was the Amy job, producer job, open. He's like, honestly, I just could not follow it. And I'm like, it's true. I didn't do a good enough job framing all of that.
Okay.
Okay, it was just, it got a little too confusing if you didn't know the players and the pieces, you know.
We were too insidey, is that what happened? Okay.
So, I don't know if it's necessary to go back over it, but let me just clarify what we're talking about here. The producer of the show we used to host, that we used to do, 6 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, that's Bill Ryder's show, his producer, who used to be you, basically.
Right.
That was your role until we moved to this time slot. That producer moved to San Diego to become a program director within the family. That meant that basically that the guy in the Wheels of Steel on that show, Stu, moved into that producer's role.
Right.
That meant Stu's role on the Wheels of Steel at night and then also working weekends, that was open, and that's where Amy's producer jumped at the opportunity to do that. And that's why we debated, would you rather work 3 days a week at night and then both your weekend nights, Saturday and Sunday nights, are taken up because those are the 5 days you're working and your 2 days off are Monday, Tuesday, I think? Or do you stay Monday through Friday, but you have to work overnights? And that was our debate last week.
Okay, so I guess the best way to put this, if I could, you know, we have sports radio listeners, would be, in layman's terms, the head coach of Ryder's team is like the head coach of an NFL team, leaves for an expansion team.
Or leaves for a GM job.
Leaves for a GM job. Great point. Okay, leaves for a GM job. Not a head coach anymore. The offensive coordinator
gets promoted.
Gets promoted to be the head coach. The quarterback's coach gets promoted to be the offensive coordinator. But for some reason, the head coach of another team decides to leave that job to take the linebacker's coach at this team. Kind of like Doug Marrone opting out of Buffalo, and he ends up being an assistant in Jacksonville. Going, why'd you do that, Doug? And that's what producer Tom became.
And so we were debating whether Doug Marrone made a good decision not to coach the Bills and instead to become offensive line coach for the Jaguars.
Exactly. And that's what producer Tom did. He became the offensive line coach for Ryder Than You.
And so the Bills job is open now, which we have made Amy's producer overnights.
And inevitably, the Bills job is open without the Bills preparing. So all the good candidates have taken head coaching jobs. So somebody unexpected is maybe not ready for a head coaching role is going to get that head coaching job.
So today we had Ike Feldman on. So for this Bills job, I've been promoting Robbie Rosenhaus.
Now it's the Bills job.
I want Robbie to get the Bills job because I think that he's a great personality. I want to hear him on the air more. I think that, you know, these jobs don't come around often at CBS Sports Radio. I think him and Amy, that overnight slot, you're usually, there's more space, more time for you to kind of, to get your personality out there. Like, we kind of developed our first 2 years here at the network on the overnight. So I suggested Robbie Rosenhaus. Ike Feldman, who is the offensive coordinator, if you will, of Amy's job.
Yes.
Of Amy's show, he's not trying to become the head coach. Is that right?
No, I think they're looking for shared coaching. I think they want to go with an offensive coordinator, a defensive coordinator, and they share the head coaching responsibilities.
Assistant head coach duties.
Yes.
So I think that Robbie would be great for it. We had Ike on the show today. Let's insert right here the answer. I asked Ike, do you think that the personalities would clash between Robbie and Amy since Robbie's such a big personality and really kind of dominates a room?
It can't get more toxic than producer Tom and Amy Lawrence, okay? And it's a great change for everybody on board, you know? There's two philosophies going on here. Producer Tom is the very straightforward shooter. Amy wants a little different direction, maybe a little looser. I'm happy that
Robbie's a loose guy. He's a loose cannon. He's very loose.
Very loose.
All right, so what do you make of Ike saying that?
First of all,
is that
you're just unbelievable? We dumped that on the show, and you couldn't get enough. You had to pull it from the non-dump feed.
Well, this is the show about the show,
right?
So to be fair,
you're finding a loophole. I just want this vocally on the record. I'm uncomfortable with the fact that that was just played, but I will answer the question honestly.
Well, is that the type of thing where it's kind of like
that should be in-house?
You don't bring locker room stuff out.
Exactly. That is like when, you know, when a reporter gets a story, you're like, whoa, that was going on there? Who's the leak? We got to get rid of the leak.
Ike the leak?
Ike's openly the leak because Ike put his name to it. We know that. That's not like some kind of voice recording. That's Ike. Ike is a horrible clubhouse leak. And then I have to wonder, after hearing Ike say that and it going public. And by the way, I brought up to Ike that I dumped it on the show. And he goes, why? Who cares? We should know what's going on here.
So he was... He's okay with that being public knowledge.
He's okay with that being
public.
Which
is why it should be okay, I guess, to play it here.
Yeah, which is fine. Again, that's fine. That's Ike's bed. I don't know. If I'm taking that job, now I wonder, is Ike more my worry than wondering what happened between Tom and Amy? Because he's obviously anything that happens there can't stay there.
I don't think that's a fair way to describe Amy and Tom. I don't think so. I know both of them. I think they're very professional. I think they worked really hard on that show together. I think that was just probably him trying to, I don't know, get headlines.
Yeah, or it could just be Ike not understanding two passionate people that just, I mean, it could happen. If you're passionate about something and...
But he called it toxic.
Yeah, toxic's probably bad. I'm assuming.
He said nothing could be more toxic.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm only thinking about this on the fly, so maybe I'm not thinking this through. We did overnights for 2 years, so we, I think, are the best people to ask about that job, other than Amy's people. So now we're on 3.5 years, or closing in on 3.5, is that right?
Yeah.
Who knows, if we reach that mark, maybe our situation becomes toxic between me and you, because you're not sleeping right.
I think that's fair.
You're getting, maybe there's some internal, not that you don't enjoy coming to work every day, but maybe some internal frustrations, like, man, I'm mentally just drained here, but I'm putting on the happy face. I don't know, so maybe... Ike is misunderstanding and using the word, throwing around the word toxic, where it's just toxic because people are just tired. They're just tired and passionate, and if you're not getting good enough sleep, you're getting cranky, and when you don't get your way, you get even crankier.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair because there was a new lease on life with our show when we moved time slots to the nights. We felt reinvigorated. We felt as though we could finally... reset our lives, reboot our lives.
Right. And as you've mentioned, you met your fiance the day after your last overnight.
The day, if that's not karmic.
No. Now you're stuffing wedding envelopes.
Exactly. That's exactly
now
right.
Now talk about toxic.
Yeah, so I was surprised when that came out of Ike's mouth. I didn't think he was going to go there. I think that was...
You think Ike's just trying to put on?
Just...
You know, maybe... is some kind of reverse double cyclone here of Ike says that for the
double cycle.
Well, here's the bit. What did you talk to Ike about specifically?
Robbie.
Talked about Robbie.
Yeah.
Why is Robbie's name being brought about on our show? He made a name for himself on our show, right? Maybe Ike is only saying this now because now he's getting the opportunity and wants to make a name for himself on our show.
Oh.
So he throws something out that to make headlines, like, I want these guys to have me back in because I'm a headline grabber. I'm an attention seeker. The irony is, I'm talking about another guy who's made headlines on the show. I want to be the headline guy on that show. Looks at the DA show as a path to advance his career. I'm not going to stand for it. We're not to be used or stepped on.
That's not a terrible theory, because I do think people around the newsroom do feel like our show gives a platform to those that don't normally have platforms.
Yeah, and sometimes we're frowned upon for it. There's no doubt.
Yeah, we get a little...
But I think people get jealous of it.
I agree.
You know, we're not here at night. I'm sure there's some people walking around at night going, could you believe Robbie was on the... Could you believe they put Ike on today? Carver on the PGP that time. Could you believe Carver was on their PGP? When is it my taste? When do I get that shot? I have had unnamed people around here reach out to me and say, hey, if you ever need somebody on the PGP, we're an olive branch here. We're a stepping stone to other paths.
Well, you know, I like to run plays for a lot of guys. I want to see who produces.
And maybe we are in many ways looked at the way people look at, you know, wanting to hire coaches under Bill Belichick. Just give them shots. I mean, heck, I just got a producing job I probably didn't deserve.
So the other thing that comes along with you moving to the CMB, also doing that along with this show, is that it looks like we should have Bart in the mix football season.
Huge.
Very excited about. And I was able to ask if we can get Maggie in on the show every so often.
Okay.
He said yes. So speaking of giving people a place to run, I think Maggie would be great to come in like once every other month or so and just kind of hang out for an hour with us.
Yeah, and I think the next time we have Maggie in, I mean, we could have some fun on if I'm failing at my job with her.
Right, that's true.
Could be a good bit on the show.
Grayed out Mraz.
You know, you give me 1 month with the show. Hey, okay, you took our guy over there. How much is he failing?
Yeah.
Have some fun. Because I do have to be real with you, DA, in the audience. I feel in my first couple days with the show, much like Giancarlo with the Yankees early on, I swung a couple balls and missed, so maybe she could comment on that.
Look, the pressure in New York is real.
I'm feeling it more than ever. I have a big mouth making fun of a lot of people. Suddenly my bat's on my shoulder. And I don't know what to do.
Well, never a dull moment around here. Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment. We have our finger on the pulse, so We keep that churning in.
All right, well, that's side A. Side B, Pete, the Body Bilotti comes in to describe eating sandwiches.
Yeah, and more than that is more of why the rest of the show is just disgusted by my apparent germs. Going back to something you did last week and something he did today, and I've had it.
All right. Side B is right now.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, welcome into Side B to PGP. Clap it up. This is Mraz here, host of Side B on the PGP. Pete the Body Bilotti in the house. Peter, what's up?
I like when you open up the podcast and you do this. You always clap.
It's an infusion of energy.
It's always like, I don't know if it's a nervous clap because you're around me, or it's just a nervous clap because you're handling the side B of the PGP.
Well, no, I'm not nervous. I would consider myself an egotistical on-air talent. So I don't think there's any nervousness here. Your thoughts?
A man that tells the truth right there.
A man that tells the truth. And speaking of a man that tells the truth, there's a couple ways I want to go here with Side B. But first and foremost, I do have to say, as we sit here on Monday, June the 4th, 2018, if you listen to the top of the last hour of the DA show, hour number 3, DA comes out discussing me eating a big fat sandwich, which was exactly what I was eating.
Fat one.
And this led to him obviously laughing. So a little behind the scenes there. I come out of break 5 minutes before the top of the hour. We have a little five-minute break-a-poo. And there is two trays of sandwiches, okay, with multiple dressings and spreads. As you host, you hold a sandwich spread there. Looks like that's the Black Bear ShopRite variety.
Yeah, Black Bear, a great brand.
Black Bear. So for those of you in the country not familiar with Black Bear, I believe that is ShopRite, which is a Northeast chain specific cold cup brand. And I only know this, a little more behind the scenes, my father has managed delis and supermarkets his whole life. That's how young Shawnee was, you know, had a roof over his head. Young Mraz. Papa Mraz. Still does it to this day for food now. But anyway, neither here nor there. I see these sandwiches and my face lights up, okay?
No kidding.
Because we get a lot of free food in radio from time. I shouldn't say a lot, but I would say at least once a week there's some kind of free food that surfaces around. We got hit with it right out the shoot on a Monday. And usually when you do this, it's pretty good. And when it's sandwiches, you know, you're going to get, you know, some minimal meat there. Get you by. You're not going to turn it down. It's free food. These sandwiches, Pete, it had to have been like a pound of meat on each sandwich.
They were huge.
So I get my sandwich. I see DA, and he spots me a mile away. And as he said, he goes, oh, is that right? DA loves, I'm convinced DA looks at me eat food the way some guys will watch pornography. His eyes light up. He gets very excited. He gets the giggles. You can see his heart starts pumping. There's something about DA watching me eat or seeing me eat that brings him great pleasure. And I don't know what it is, but his eyes lit up. So anyway, he comes back. He makes a joke on air. This sandwich is so big, Pete. I come into you and I go, you want half of this? I'm looking down at this thing. I put the sandwich spread on and you immediately turn to me and go, no, I'm good. DA swings the door open and goes, Pete, I got a sandwich like Mraz. You want half of this? You look at him, not 2 seconds after you told me no, and go, yeah, I'll take half, DA.
Sure.
Now, to make a long story longer, that's freaking offensive.
No, it's not offensive. It's called good radio. I want to see you eat that giant sandwich.
But that's not why you did it. Yeah. I think you think my hands are dirty.
With what?
Well, I don't know. I think you thought I've already touched the sandwich. You don't trust my hands. Maybe you think I don't, you know, wash after I wipe my tuchus or something. I don't know.
All right, that's exactly what I think. I mean, come on.
You really turned down the sandwich thinking, good radio here. Let him eat the whole sandwich.
No, it was a combination of things. One, I really wasn't feeling a cold cut sandwich at the time.
Oh, but 2 seconds later, you were feeling one.
But then I saw your sandwich. I didn't see it prior. I saw your sandwich. It looked good. I said, all right, maybe I'll go and peek out there later.
Take a little peek.
And then DA comes in and says, a half sandwich, and that's the perfect remedy, because I didn't want a full sandwich. And I also wanted you to eat a giant sandwich, and it was going to be brought up on the air.
And it was brought up on the air, and it was delicious. And I don't care that I ate the giant sandwich. I'm happy you didn't take half. But I just found it a little offensive that you would prefer DA's hands be on it other than mine. Which brings me, long story longer.
Remember, you are the guy that put your finger in a belly button and smelled it and almost passed out.
Okay. I mean, I thought we pay our, you know, this is like still challenging Michael Vick after he served this jail sentence, you know? I mean, at some point, we got to be able to pay our punishment, correct? Not that, yes. I should be joking around about what Michael Vick did, but you know what I mean. So, this brings me to last week, National Donut Day, and we have Andrew Comrie Picard in, and they bring in, him and his people, donuts.
Jeez, I don't remember any of that. Now I remember.
Okay. So DA sees his big sampling of donuts, and we're not talking about your Krispy Kreme, your Dunkin' Donuts, even your Duck Donuts, or
Tim Hortons,
you insert chain here. We're talking about Manhattan Authentic Donut Shop donuts, and there's a black and white, there's a strawberry, I mean, there's a lemon cream, there's all these kinds. I'm starting to sound like Ike Feldman. Get the crumb cake. Who? So instead of all, I look at it and I go, I kind of wanted the black and white donut. There was like another Oreo donut. DA comes up with a great idea. Let's chop these donuts up and let's all try a little bit. So I'm starving now. I'm looking at these donuts. I can't find a knife. So I end up getting a spoon and we're going to cut from the other end of the spoon, mm-hmm. open these donuts. Truth be told, Pete, I don't know how you stand on this because this was an argument me and DA had. If everybody just reached in there, us three, I trust all of us three, with their hands and ripped off a piece each, that's not going to bother me. I'm still going to eat it. I don't care if you rip off a piece. DA rips off a piece. I end up dropping that spoon on the ground. It's going to take me at least 5 minutes to get to our cafeteria to get a knife. So I end up basically ripping only the part I was going to eat off, and DA went nuts, wouldn't touch that donut the rest of the time. So this is what brings you back to the sandwich. What is it about me touching food that people don't like? Is it the belly button thing?
No. My reasoning for not taking your sandwich was the sheer reason of I wasn't feeling the cold cuts, and I explained that.
Now, the donuts,
to me, I think it's a hypocritical thought, because all of us, if there's a slice of pizza out there, when you take a pizza from a pie, you're pulling at the other slices. So you're still getting your hands on someone else's slice.
Great point.
So I'll give you a big example, too. I have never seen this size pizza, but I was up at Providence for the Better Half's college reunion, 10 years.
Okay.
They have one of the things was a bar party.
Okay.
And the alumni group brought in two giant 28-inch pizzas.
Whoa.
That were cut up in squares.
Okay.
So you have a whole room, a whole bar full of people.
Pulling at that
They're
thing.
Pulling at it. And people are still eating it. So, you know, I mean, you could say Sean's hands are dirty. You could say, oh, you put your hands on it. But really, all of us, you know, everyone, DA, you, me, we go after food in other situations that may have been touched by other people. We don't know it.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. With the donuts in the box, does DA think that we had like a robot put those donuts in a box? Like a person put the donut. And if he claims he's wearing gloves, he like that thin layer of plastic's making a difference.
Right, it's not.
I just, now this is two incidents in a week where, quite frankly, I've been offended by my showmates and the food where I would not care if all your grubby paws were all over it.
Well, you know what?
Not care.
I think it's getting to your head, though. I really wouldn't pay much attention to it.
I mean, fair enough. I just think that I'm being unfairly portrayed. Now, on that note.
Well, I mean, I think you do it to yourself.
On that note, I need, before we wrap up, Side B, a little bit of advice. A little fight with the wife this week. And not even a fight, a little argument. I need you to vote, Pete. You're going to be the judge, jury, executioner. This is really taking you behind the scenes on my life. All right? My wife, bless her heart, decides that she's going to put together a surprise date day for me, where she has all these plans for me. This is great.
Well, that's a good thing.
She says, the only thing I need to know is what time do you want to wake up? You know, long week, I'm waking up at 5 a.m. Eastern every day. I go, get me up by 9:30 a.m. Eastern if I'm not up already. Sure enough, I sleep till 9:30. Wakes me up. Okay, I got your breakfast ready to go. She got me an everything bagel, butter, the whole deal. She goes, get on your bathing suit and everything, get in the car. She has stuff packed up. We end up going to the beach. Now, we go to the beach almost every weekend. I live in Long Island. Okay, fine. She goes, there's a whole day now. Boom, boom, boom. We spend about 4 hours at the beach. I have my breakfast. I'm going in the water. I'm having a blast. We go home. From this point on, I don't know where I'm going. All right, we end up at batting cages, which ends up being really cool.
Okay.
We end up at dinner at one of my favorite places, the Cheesecake Factory, which everybody can relate to. Mm-hmm. That menu is something else. At the Cheesecake Factory, she goes all that. We're going appetizers. We have buffalo blasts, which are like chicken empanadas with buffalo chicken. Spicy. I order the jambalaya pasta. Chicken, shrimp, pasta, spicy. I go cheesecake piece, Adam's peanut butter cup, ripple, whatever, a la mode style.
The whole
scoop
thing.
Of vanilla ice cream. Okay? Rattle this off one by one, Pete.
Yes,
do the math. Spicy buffalo chicken appetizer, spicy jambalaya, cheesecake with ice cream.
Yeah, 3 days worth of calories.
Okay, 3 days worth of calories. I consume this all within 1 hour. All right? Now, Pete, you would know as a man or as any man would know, not to get too graphic or disgusting here, the next stop after you eat those three things has to be home, correct? For the digestive purposes. Would you disagree or agree?
Or home or somewhere comfortable.
Right, okay. So I'm thinking my wife knows this. I've been with her for how long? Shawnee's Mraz, I'm sorry, has to go home, sit down for a little bit, let the belly do its job. She decides we get in the car because she's driving. One of my favorite parks is over by this Cheesecake Factory. It's the sun setting. Let's go for a sunset walk around the lake, all right? So it's like 7 o'clock Eastern. Pete, we get a quarter of the way through this lake. I have a bead of sweat dripping down my forehead. My stomach is gurgling. Because now with every step you take, you're loosening up your whole body.
Oh.
I know, and I'm telling you, we're 10 miles from home now. I know this isn't going to make it good. I look at her and I go, hey, babe, does this park have a bathroom? Right away, a fight ensued. Are you kidding me? How disgusting are you? Ah. I end up having a security guard unlock a park bathroom as the sun is setting. There's nobody in this park. It closes at dusk. She's sitting by herself out on a bench. The whole date was basically ruined. We spent the whole time driving home with her disgusted by me, which leads me to this. Now, she's gotten over by Sunday. Who was in the wrong here? Is it me or okay. Is it her for not understanding we got to go home after the Cheesecake Factory?
Very simple answer. It's you.
How is it me? I can't control my body.
Here's why. You should have went to the bathroom at the Cheesecake Factory.
But I wasn't ready. I wasn't marinated.
You should have went back there, marinated, and did it.
All right. Well,
that'd be my opinion because those Cheesecake Factory locations are basically constructed with marble. So those bathrooms are pretty nice.
They are nice. So it was nicer than where I went.
You go back.
the public park bathroom.
You go
wasn't
back,
exactly the Ritz.
Yeah, where the geese are actually going to the bathroom in the bathroom. You go back to that marble granite bathroom in the Cheesecake Factory. You do what you have to do.
Right.
Go on a handicap stall, take your legs, spread them out.
Well, I mean, you're getting a little detail. Now, the bottom line is here, it's well documented. 2 months ago, I was suspended from the PGP for openly belching. My hope would be that this story is more funny and wife-related, that DA hears this and does not suspend me. I don't think he will, but I want to throw that disclaimer that I am acknowledging that I understand. We did not get into a graphic detail. It was just really, I think, a life scenario most men could relate to. Exactly. And now as Pete continues to get more graphic here.
I don't have my mic on there. take two. It's not like we recorded you in the bathroom and we played it here on the air.
Okay, fair enough. So I think we got something here, Pete. I think you vote in my wife's favor. I'm going to continue to vote in my favor. And if you tell me if I was in the wrong, you could tweet at me at MrazCBS and catch Pete on Twitter.
At CBS Pete the Body.
All right. Enjoy the PGP, everyone. Well, I'm assuming you already enjoyed it because it's the end of it. If not, enjoy your week, everybody. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.